The pink cherry trees lean over the yellow walls of Maud Kern's Art Center. I heard a sound like someone falling in a mud puddle. I walked around behind the beautiful old church and found Club Mud, a ceramics cooperative, and potter Frank Gosar.
Welcome to Club Mud. This is actually my half of my studio. I've got a home studio. I do all my throwing and trimming up to the bisque firing, the first firing at home. And then, you know, 4 weeks of that, I come down here for an intensive week of glazing, at the end of which I will have enough pottery to fill a 50 cubic foot gas kiln.
This is Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Frank says his first experience with ceramics involved rolling marbles from the red clay soil of his family's Wisconsin farm when he was 5 years old. As an undergraduate, he tried many art forms.
Pottery was the only one where the process was as much fun as the product.
Frank came out to Oregon to pursue his master's degree and, like many of us, looked around for work. He found it.
I did some production pottery for another studio, 9 dozen hummingbird feeders a week. At one point, 240 spoon rests a week, which is why I'm never going to make another spoon rest ever. I have always been the kid in my family who could draw, and being able to draw in my pottery as part of my living is also magical and fun.
Frank is so passionate about his love of pottery that I ask him what his favorite part of the process is.
There's so many. The thing is, anybody who's ever seen anyone sit down and throw at a potter's wheel thinks it looks magical and fun, and it really is. And with a glaze kiln, even unloading is fun because it's like opening all of your Christmas presents at once.
You can see Frank Gosar's Christmas presents and even buy some early ones for yourself every week at the Eugene Saturday Market. Look for Off-Center Ceramics and Frank's Big Smile. This has been Viz City, co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Waite.